Hey guys, so we have another letter. Happy Saturday. I hope that you guys are doing what you do best and enjoying your weekend, but we got another letter, so let's just get into it because it seems to be a small population of people that keep going through this right here, and I kind of get the same letter from different people. So the caption of this letter, and it's from a wife, and I'm surprised that she's still holding it together, to be honest with you, because I'm not judging nobody. I'm just saying if I was in this, in her shoes, I don't know if I'd be so calm, but I'm gonna try to get through this and dispense the advice that she wants. And the caption is, "Should I bow out gracefully?" Now, keep in mind, a wife wrote this letter and she wants to know, should she bow out gracefully? Okay, so she says, "My husband and I just celebrated 6 years of marriage at the beginning of this year. Before my husband and I got together, he was entertaining several women, but one in particular, things were different. Let's call her L, okay? Anyway, so these encounters ended abruptly and our relationship began. We started dating in December. I was pregnant by April and we were married the following January." That is kind of quick. "So things moved fast, to say the least. I was incredibly hurt and mentally unwell when we got together." Okay, I'm going to read that part again. I think that's important. "I was incredibly hurt and mentally unwell when we got together, resulting in me being mediocre at best, being a mediocre at best partner and wife. So I can admit I neglected to do my part to nurture and care for him like he did me. Several times in the beginning of our relationship, my husband had what I would describe as inappropriate conversations with L, flirting, not setting boundaries, and etc. He expressed he wanted to remain friends with L, but I was against it. It was the history and just how she always talked about how much she misses him. I felt that was inappropriate and disrespectful. So they didn't talk for a while, years to be exact. I spent a lot of time working on myself and I thought things were going well. But tonight I found out he was talking to her again. Mm-hmm. I feel hurt and disappointed, sadness and pain I haven't felt since I lost my daughter a few years ago. I read the messages and my husband was just telling her how much he missed her and had to live with the fact he made a mistake not staying with her. How he didn't have any closure and how they still loved each other. At this point, I just feel like I'm stopping him from being happy. I've done a lot over the course of our 7 years and don't want to continue that. He just turned 30. And for longer than I can admit, I feel like he wants to do something new. I knew this was coming, but wanted so badly to believe him when he told me otherwise. I was always under the impression that where I am at this point in my life, if he just talked to other women, I'd be fine. You know, it's nothing physical, but I'm not okay with that. The things I saw were earth-shattering to me. So my question is, should I bow out gracefully?" Hell to the no. We could end the letter, end the live, and go on about our life, but let me tell you something. I'm just going to say this. You can do what you want to do. You do what you feel is best for you and whatever you can live with. That's the important part. But I'm concerned that your first go-to place is to bow out gracefully. That tells me that either you're incredibly insecure about your position as his... No. You're incredibly insecure about the position you hold in his life. It's, even though you're his wife, or there's a part of you that really won't want out yourself. I can't imagine with just the information you've given me. I know it's earth shattering. I know it hurts your feelings. I know that this woman has been an issue since the two of you got together based on the information that you packed into the letter. But about, girl, we're talking about your marriage. We're not talking about some high school love affair. We're not talking about some boyfriend and girlfriend. This is your husband, your man. And you want to, listen, you do what you want to do. But I think you need to have a conversation with him. At least. I mean, you're going to do what you want to do. But I don't subscribe to throwing away covenant. If you're not a covenant keeper and the covenant is not, I'm talking about marriage. There are covenant keepers, and I consider myself to be part of that group, covenant keepers, meaning that you understand the true nature of the holy covenant that you entered into, which is yourself, your husband, or yourself, your spouse, and our Heavenly Father, and understanding that this thing is bigger than you, understanding the vows and the commitment that you took. I'm just incredibly disappointed in you wanting to let go of your man because of some girlfriend that he's having these fantasies about a life that he never got to live with her, because things probably are incredibly hard with you. And I think that they are, because you did state in the earlier part of your letter, you owned up to the part that you have not played in the beginning years of your marriage. I applaud you for that. You've stated that you've done some work since then. I get that. But you have to understand that you said that you entered into the relationship with your husband. You weren't whole. You weren't healed. You were unwell. Your words were, you were mentally unwell. So I'm pretty sure that when your husband is talking to this lady, the one that got away, in his eyes, that he imagines a life with her that isn't riddled with the problems that came with you entering into a relationship with you, with a woman who wasn't mentally well. As you stated, you described yourself as being mentally unwell when you entered into the relationship with your husband. You got married, you got a baby, and all of that within a short period of time. So I think there was a lot of things that he had to learn about you in the marriage versus before marrying you and being able to make a choice based on facts versus feelings. You said that he told her he misses her. He's still talking to her, and he regrets not being the one, her not being the one he chose. He probably does. Let's just talk about that. He probably does. I mean, none of us are perfect. All of us have imperfections. All of us say things sometimes when we're in a crisis, when we, you know, we've been dealing with, you know, some shit that hasn't been resolved. We don't see it getting better. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. You know, all of us have the capacity to say something, you know, that maybe we mean, but maybe needs further, explaining. I don't want to discourage you. You can do what you want to do, but I'm pretty sure he's saying it because of all of the crap that you two have probably been through with you not being mentally well. That's what you said. You said you were not well, you were not happy at the beginning of your relationship, and you need to talk with your man and find out how he's really been experiencing you this whole time that you guys have been married. Ask your husband, even if you decide that I'm just going to let him go be with her, since she's the better option. Even if that's what you decide, I think you owe it to him and yourself to have a conversation. I think you need to sit down with your now husband and ask him, what has it been like living with me? What has it been like being my husband? What challenges did we encounter that I did not meet your expectations? How did I fail you? You know, how have you been disappointed to the fact that you think that the woman that you left behind years ago is now the better choice or the better option for you? Have that conversation. At bare minimum, at least you'll know what it was like for him to be married to you. And I'm only saying this out, you know, because if you follow me on my ministry channel, you know I am not about throwing away your covenants. I'm not. It, to me, just me personally, it has to be an extreme set of circumstances that a person, you know, qualifies to just abandon your covenant. But with you saying so quickly bowing out gracefully, something inside of you, you need to figure out, why do you want to abandon your marriage like that? Regardless as to what he says, it sounds like you're looking for a way out. It doesn't sound like you're looking for answers. It just looks like your first go-to option is to bow out gracefully. If that's your choice, sister, that's your choice. But you wrote to a covenant keeper. I'm all about keeping your commitments and your covenants. You, in the earlier part of your letter, you did own up to, you say you've been working on yourself in the last few years. You said, I spent a lot of time working on me and I thought things were going well. Let me tell you something. Even though things could be going well, honey, it's a process. It's a process cleaning up the mess, cleaning up the things that fell through the cracks over the years when you weren't well. I mean, even with, you know, when things are good, sometimes things can fall apart. So you don't think that this is just because it's going well, you're not gonna rush in the process and ruin the results. I encourage you to go on my Roku channel, the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, and check out that sermon. I call it a sermon. It's not really a sermon. It's just me using biblical principles and scriptures to back up what I'm saying. I have on a blue and white hat and a blue and white outfit. If the title doesn't auto-populate, rushing the process and ruining the results. And I think that this is one of those times where even though you've been making progress, that there's still a lot of work to be done. And I feel funny even telling you this. I can understand if your marriage has been riddled with problems since day one, how your husband could be lured by the enemy into thinking that another woman could be the better choice for him. Because he doesn't see her. He hasn't lived with her. He hasn't been her husband. She hasn't been his wife. You know, she probably doesn't have the set of challenges mentally that you come with. I can understand that. If there have been a lot of problems in your relationship, that's how the enemy works. The more problems you have, the more vulnerable you are to the enemy's, you know, tactics. So I get that. But don't throw away your man, girl, because he's over here fantasizing about some woman that he left behind years ago and he missed her. He probably do. He has these memories of her from back in the day versus the reality of living with you. But don't you fall into the enemy's traps either. Girl, fight for your marriage and stop being so insecure. And if your insecurities are an issue for your marriage, I encourage you to work on that. But do what you want to do. You want to throw away your husband and your man? Because outside of him talking to her, you haven't really said anything, I think, that's not salvageable. I don't think. I mean, him talking to his ex now. This is Angela talking now. You talking to your ex will get your ass in a lot of hot water with me. I don't play those games. We not fixing to do that. You know what I'm saying? Even exchange ain't thievery. Because if you get to talking to your ex and I start dialing up some of my exes, you going to be in your feelings. I can promise you that. I don't even like to go there. But I'm just saying. I meant that. I'm just saying that you need to address those issues. See if you can work it out. Girl, don't throw away your marriage because of some other woman from back in his past that he having these warm and fuzzy feelings about. If you're just now tuning in, this wife, she going through it because her husband has been he's been caught talking to one of the exes that he used to entertain back in the day. She caught him a few years ago talking to her and they were supposed to have nipped it in the bud, you know. She's had some challenges early on in the marriage, and now she discovered last night that, you know, he done found his way back to his ex, and she caught him telling his ex how much he misses her and how much he regrets that he did not marry her. I know if you follow me, I'm saying some stuff that you're not used to me saying, but when you factor all of that into it and the problems that this sister has wrote in saying that she's had and they've been struggling with in their marriage, I could kind of understand how somebody might lose their way. She has admitted that nothing has been physical. It's all been conversation. She has a chance to turn this thing around. But my concern is that she's willing to bow out gracefully. So that tells me if that's your go-to place, that's what's really up in you. You know what I'm saying? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if it's not already in you, why are you even saying it? Why would that be the first thought? Let me bow out gracefully just to make my husband happy so he can go ahead and be with her. I think there may be some more to it. that this good sister's not telling us, but it ain't our business. You know what I'm saying? Girl, if you want to throw your marriage and your man away, that's your business. But I need to tell you, based on what I see just alone on TikTok, you're going to have a lot of challenges before you trying to get find love again. Because from what I hear out in these streets, it ain't nothing nice. And I would encourage you, if you do decide to walk away from your marriage and your man, you know, that there will always be another person that your spouse may be attracted to. There will, they all come with a past, okay? Any man you get with from this day forward has been with other women before you. So you will always have that challenge. So if you don't get a hold of this thing and conquer your insecurities now and fix you, then you're going to be bowing out gracefully from here on out. And girl, let me tell you, from what I hear, stay on TikTok. You'll find out a lot. They want you to come not with too many problems now. Life is hard all on its own. But sister, don't throw away your marriage. That's all I can say today. I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to even try to go into the ministry aspect of it. I think that there's a whole lot of work that you need to keep doing on yourself. I think your husband is dead ass wrong to be entertaining his ex. But based on what you said, I can kind of see how that could happen. I just don't want you to give up on your man or your marriage. You know, if you are a true covenant keeper, then you cast those thoughts down when the enemy places those thoughts in your mind that I just need to go so he can be happy. Happy or not, you made the covenant with him. Okay. I didn't think marriage, the institution of marriage from a biblical standpoint, has never been about happiness. So I could go on about that. I don't want to get into no shouting matches with people on TikTok on no good, fine, beautiful Saturday. Okay. But if you wait on happiness to be something that determines your marriage, you're going to have a lot of challenges behind you. Your marriage can't just be solely based on emotion. There has to be a commitment to keep the covenant, and you stay committed to fixing you, because it sounds like you have some challenges and some issues within that you're struggling with. And it's okay. All of us have different struggles. We have different things that we're struggling with, that we're dealing with. But how you show up in your marriage matters. And if those things that you're struggling with is impacting your marriage to the point where your spouse is leaning, you know, looking elsewhere, then it's time to really do the work on yourself and really start dropping on your knees and talking to God in prayer about how he can minister to your heart, you know, on getting the help that you need, and minister to your spouse's heart and show them how to help you in the process. But the work is yours. The job is yours. The job is yours. So guys, that was today's Saturday letter. You know, she's feeling some type of way. It happens, you know, to the best of people. You know, you don't always show up 100% feeling, you know, roses and butterflies about your damn self all the time. Many women struggle with insecurity, and it's not about looks all of the time. It's not about this or that. It could be insecurities on a whole, you know, another level, you know. So I don't know. I'm not judging her. I'm just telling her, don't throw away your marriage or your man for another woman. And he could get with her and still not be happy. Then what? You thinking you're doing him a favor by allowing him to be free of you and go to her. Let's just say all of this pans out like this. You walk away gifting your husband with the gift of singleness so he can go and pursue her. He gets with her and he finds out she's not all that he had built her up to be in his head. And he finds out that he should have stayed with the wife, the woman that he married and started a family with. You never know. So I would suggest just fix you, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with admitting what's wrong or what's broken. Nothing wrong with that. You're okay. Just don't throw away your man. Don't throw away your marriage. This is a covenant. You're not in high school. You're not a little girl. You're a grown woman with a family. And if you want to keep your family, don't let a devil in hell talk you out of it. I don't care who this woman is that he think that he should have married. The fact of the matter is he didn't. He married you. So make the best out of it. This has been Talk That Talk. My name is Angela Patareal, talking to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. If you didn't catch my lot, what the televised version of my talk show that came on Spectrum Cable and AT&T UVerse this past Friday night at 11 p.m. No worries, you can catch it on Spectrum and AT&T UVerse at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every second and fourth Friday of the month. That is for those of you that have cable. For those of you who have a Roku device, you can catch it always on my Roku channel, the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. I always post my shows on my channel first, and then it funnels down to the cable and satellite networks that I'm affiliated with next, because I come first. But anyway, if you didn't catch it, you can catch the next talk show airs on the second Friday of February at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys have an amazing set. Oh, thank you. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sending you love and hugs back from Charlotte. And let's just try to be good to each other, guys. I see so much hate sometimes when scrolling through this stuff, and it's just a lot going on, especially in Memphis, Tennessee right now. So let's keep everyone that's in that part of the country lifted up. This is awful what has happened to Tyre Nichols and his family as a parent. It hurts to even imagine what his mother is going through. What his family members and people that know him are going through. It's just so much ugliness and hate. And just, it's just, I can't even describe it. So just be kind to each other. That's all I got. It costs you nothing to be kind, a kind person, and good to other people. You guys have a wonderful Saturday. Toodles.